You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Ooh, San Francisco is threatening to sue Nevada. Oh, wow. So the city of San Francisco is planning to sue Nevada on the alleged patient dumping. We got to talk about that. That is going to get pretty ugly. For those of you that don't know what that quote-unquote patient dumping story was about, we'll let you know. Also, Chris Christie has signed a law where it bans therapists in New Jersey from trying to convert gay teenagers into being straight. Oh, yeah. Then we got, I still don't understand why people think there's a therapy to do that. That makes no sense at all. Alright? You're born with your desire on who you want to be with. That's not something that you could therapize out of them. Alright? High altitude flight causing brain lesions on our pilots and eating fruit cutting risk of abdominal aortic aneurysm surgery. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, military pilots are exposed to very high altitude hypobaria. All right? And we're not talking about regular commercial pilots or people with their own private planes, but we're talking about people who are high-altitude type pilots, and they're finding that the brain is showing different changes, okay? When we do MRIs, we could see hyperintensities in the brain. Now, those could be caused by scar tissue, could be caused by microemboli, little baby clots, etc. But they found that the white matter hyperintensity on MRI was nearly 300% increased, okay, in people who were pilots. They had a 375% greater volume of it and a 300% increase in the number of areas with this hyperintensity. Now, what does that mean? Well, it all depends on where these hyperintensities are. If they're in the frontal lobe, that could deal with cognition, with personality, with, you know, if it's in more of the occipital lobe, there could be some communication issues later. So they think that this type of stuff could also lead to blood clots, inflammation, a variety of other issues because the high altitude and the hypobaric, the lack of the oxygen up there. Even though they're given oxygen, it's not natural. Remember, humans aren't designed to be up at super-duper high altitudes. They aren't, okay? We're not even designed to be up in an airplane. Our skin can't handle it. You know we're more exposed to skin cancer, which is why if you can, close the window. I like to look outside and watch, but if the sun is coming in, close it. Okay, there's radiation, even though there's radiation even if you don't really feel the sun coming in. Well, basically, what the researchers did is they looked at 105 active-duty pilots of U-2 aircraft and a control group of 82. All of the study participants underwent a three-dimensional T2-weighted high-resolution MRI. Now, they compared the whole brain and regional white matter in the pilots and in the control group. So when compared to the control group, they found that the pilots had higher white matter hyperintensity, okay, than the other, and that's where they got the percentages. The frontal lobe was a big part that had the changes, as opposed to the frontal, the insula, the limbic, subalar, temporal. Don't make sublobar, don't make me go into these if I don't have to. That's all neurology, and I don't like talking about that. It makes us go to sleep. All right, and I have to look most of that stuff up. All right, but it's one of those things where I know most of us aren't fighter pilots, okay? But if you do have a relative, you know how we're concerned about our relatives that were in the NFL or in certain sports that unfortunately underwent head trauma, etc. If you have family who was in high altitude flights, etc., you may want to just keep an eye on them and make sure they neurologically get checked. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Chris Christie signs a law banning therapists in New Jersey from trying to convert gay teenagers to being straight. The New Jersey governor, according to Mail Online, said the health risks of trying to change a child's sexual orientation trumped concerns over the government setting limits on parental choice. Apparently, there's a battle. between parents wanting to change their kids from being gay to kids saying, I don't really want this therapy. This decision marked the third time this month that Christy has, I guess, taken a more moderate position on hot button social issues. I guess he is seeking a second term to be the New Jersey governor. That's a tough one, too, because then New Jersey just elect a senator that's a Democrat. I was wondering how Chris Christie got the job to begin with, because he used to be a lot more conservative than he is now. So he's found some, middle ground on the medical marijuana for children, because he agreed Friday to allow growers to cultivate certain additional strains and allow edible form for chronically ill children. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with chronically ill children getting the marijuana eaten, etc., as long as that's being watched and it's being distributed to them by the doctor. I'm okay with that, all right? But he would not lift an oversight provision that would require as many as three doctors to sign off on the prescription. He said three doctors have to sign off on it. He vetoed a bill banning 50 caliber rifles. He's been kind of doing a lot. He's been definitely mixing it up, and he's been in the news a lot. Some of you asked me over the weekend what's going on with Anthony Weiner. I don't know. But the fact that you don't see him in the news a lot, you know, I mean, he made sure he was in the news. I mean, he had a lot of exposure. And once you start to see the lack of exposure, then you start to wonder, are things going down? You know, in psychology, it's interesting, okay? When a lack of exposure or publicity is going on, people assume the lack is something much worse than before the exposure ever happened. You know, a lot of people, they want to go into show business, and you know, some of them want to do what I do, although become popular, right? It's tough. Because once you start to get a name for yourself, once you start to get publicity, when the publicity starts to die down, is it because you're a has-been? Is it because you're laying low? Is it because you're sick? And so sometimes you can ask for too much of a quote-unquote good thing. It's kind of interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so San Francisco is threatening to sue Nevada. A city is threatening to take on the state for allegedly dumping some 500 psychiatric patients in California. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, City Attorney Dennis Herrera plans to send a letter Tuesday to Nevada Attorney General Catherine Masto. The paper says a draft of the letter threatens a class action lawsuit against Nevada until it reimburses California cities and counties for the cost of dealing with the patients and adopts interstate transfer rules for the patient. Apparently, allegedly, a state-run psychiatric hospital in Las Vegas was discharging patients since April 2008, got one-way bus tickets to California. Two dozen sent to San Francisco were broke, homeless, and mentally ill. The Chronicle says officials at Masto's office and Nevada Health Department declined to comment. I don't really know much about the story. I heard all I'm hearing is from what I'm getting from the newspapers. I haven't been able to talk to anybody involved in that. I mean, it really seems unlikely that a hospital would give somebody a bus ticket. Okay, have them just get kicked off a bus in a city they don't know. And I sincerely doubt it didn't happen that way. Okay, because obviously somebody could ask, where are you from? And they're like, well, I'm from here, and then they come back. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, was it another facility on the other side, and then that other facility didn't keep them? I'm not sure. Okay, and again, whenever you read anything on the news, and I'm not trying to protect this hospital, I have no idea what the hell happened. Okay, but allegedly, the people who were inmates of the psychiatric hospital were discharged to another state, another city, and the ticket had been purchased, but that's all we know. And I wish I knew more about this, so as we do here. But that's kind of getting ugly. I'm not sure what's going on with psychiatric hospitals and the whole flavor of what's going to be happening with the psychiatric profession with healthcare. I had talked to you guys earlier this show about how of the specialists that are out there, ophthalmologists, orthopedic surgeons, psychiatrists, more psychiatrists have answered yes on the survey asking if they are going to be not taking new Medicaid patients. The psychiatric profession is a very taxed profession. And it's very taxing to try to run a practice, not be able to get covered by insurance, probably because the medications are so expensive. And psychiatry has always been kind of discriminated against in medical fields. It shouldn't be. It is a phenomenal science and definitely worthy of the highest esteem like any of the other professions do. But because if somebody is coming in with a psychiatric complaint or diagnosis, all right, less just seems to be placed on the importance of the care, whether it's in an emergency setting or a hospital setting, etc. And it's not that they don't think so much it's important, it's because you don't have enough people to manage it. So while the ER docs, etc., like for example, I was an ER doc. When the bullet shot came in, the heart attack came in, of course I jumped on it, it was life or death. Somebody coming in acute depression could be life or death, but we put them in an area where they could be protected. We got the hospital psychiatrist involved, and I was able to get back to the gunshot victim, the chest pain, etc. So that type of turfing that happens, you don't mean to do it. You don't mean to blow them off. And trust me, many a night in the ER in my training or even in my current practice, I sit there and hold people's hand and I work through their problems. I spend more time dealing with patients' depression and anxiety than I do with any other medical diagnosis now as a family doctor. But when you're looking at hospital settings and funds and, you know, the psychiatry was just not as, I guess, emphasize in terms of training our doctors. Now, I went to a very unique school, and that we got a lot of psychology and a lot of psychiatry, more psychology than psychiatry, because one of the deans was the psychologist for the Olympics team back in 1984, maybe? I don't know. Back in the 80s. Anyway, so we had a very huge psychology component, which is probably why I do so much of it. But for the most part, many people that graduate do not feel comfortable with treating bipolar, treating schizophrenia, treating acute depression, etc. They aren't. And then when you look at the field of research, you don't see a lot of that either. So you start to have people that become more and more depressed. Maybe the family doc or the internist throws them on an SSRI, but they don't realize that the person not only had depression but bipolar. So it throws them into a bipolar manic state. And I think a lot of us just aren't well trained. One of the reasons why I don't treat bipolar or schizophrenia is because I don't feel like I had enough training in it. And if I don't feel like I had enough training in it, I don't want to force a person to take a pill just because it's the only one I know how to prescribe. So I make sure I get them to the specialist. But I got to tell you, I've been practicing in my city, Las Vegas, now for 13 years. I have seen some phenomenal psychiatrists come and go out of this city. What do we do to keep good psychiatrists and keep good psychologists? How do we attract people to go into that? Now we hear the study cited in Forbes that 56% of psychiatrists say they're not going to take Medicaid patients. Why? What is going on? Why are psychiatrists getting so beaten up financially? This is a problem. So, yeah, do I foresee non-psychiatrists get to prescribe drugs like psychologists, etc.? Yeah, I see that because we have such a growing population with huge mental illness, and we just don't have enough people qualified to take care of them. The problem is are the family docs, internists, psychologists qualified to handle the pharmacology of the medications? Psychologists, to me, are one of the most phenomenal doctors out there. That, yeah, they might not have an MD or a DO. They may have a master's degree. But a doctor of psychology, a PhD, I mean, these psychologists, no matter how much they're training, they provide amazing treatment. Okay? But do they, again, get the chemistry behind these pills? Do they? I had tons of organic chemistry. I minored in biochemistry. I had so much chemistry background. I had so much pharmacology background, and I am still confused how these medications work. I'm not comfortable with them. And I don't prescribe them. So we got to figure out how to raise the comfort level of some of these medications so we could get these people to the treatment that they need. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. Rory the cat needed blood. And of all, okay, of the people who could, or of all the creatures out there that could give the cat a blood transfusion, okay, it ended up being a dog. All right? Now, the cat had eaten rat poison. Okay? And if a blood type is not known, cats have AB or AB, the cat could die. A decisive action was imperative because Rory was in danger of using up the last of his 9 lives, according to Mail Online. Rory's owners heard him howling in pain, found that, I guess they were able to, I guess the laboratory was closed, so they couldn't determine what the blood type was, so they decided to give a dog's blood to the cat. Now, I don't know if the cat really knows, okay? But I guess with the dog's blood, it wasn't as antigenic. Apparently, interspecies blood transfusions are not common, nor are they recommended. But apparently it was a lot safer than trying to give another sort of cat's transfusion. So, pretty interesting stuff that the cat looks ticked. I'm looking right at the picture of the cat. It's kind of a ginger tabby. Cat's sitting there. Oh, it's similar to the one picture there. Okay, good, because I was going to say the cat probably really looks ticked. It didn't want any cameras on him. But that's kind of interesting that a dog saved a cat's life. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, if dogs are starting to save cats' lives, we got Armageddon coming. I don't think so. Macy the Black Labrador was the one that rushed to the aid. Now, we have dogs and cats. That's interesting. I want to look that up about the antigenic properties of dog's blood and if that's what saves cats. Realize that your cats get all those cleaning supplies off the floor, even for dogs. Rat poison, ant poison, all these things could be toxic. And how they kill is they could cause a hemolytic reaction where the blood cells just start to burst. There's a variety of things, renal failure, liver failure, etc. So, you know, watch your little ones. And remember, if you're like getting a Tylenol for yourself and one accidentally falls and you can't look under the cupboards for it, make sure you sweep it out. All right, a blood test that could detect suicide risk. Pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So experts think that they have found an enzyme that is linked to suicidal tendencies in people with bipolar disorder. A blood test that could identify if somebody is more suicidal. Pretty interesting. And I don't know if this is going to be something that people are going to want to take on, because what are you going to do if you know, you don't even think about suicide and you test positive? I mean, what's that going to happen? Is it going to hurt your job? I don't know. But they say one particular molecule called the enzyme SAT1 was linked to suicidal tendencies in a group of patients with bipolar disorder. Now, bipolar is where you got the highs and the lows, you know, the bipoles, right? Some people with bipolar, you know, they'll go on these gambling fits or these sexual fits or these shopping fits or whatever in mania, and then you see them sink to real lows and depressions, etc. Other types of bipolar, it's like anything you say around them, they'll just start to jump down your throat. They're very irritable, etc. And so, you just can't please them. You know, you think you please them by going to, I guess, the store and getting them something, and they get mad at you for spending money. So you just don't do it. There's nothing you do that's right. That would be somebody who has, like, bipolar. Now, they also found some other markers that showed a weaker association, but they said the elevated blood markers stood out in a subgroup of 9 patients who displayed a sudden dramatic shift to powerful suicidal thoughts. All right? So it was a small sample size, but basically, if raised levels of these biomarkers correlated with admissions to hospitals after suicide attempts, then maybe if somebody's bipolar or schizophrenic, you could run a blood test and see if they're going to be at higher risk. Where I'm, though, a little nervous about this is where, I mean, is really the thought of suicide that biological, or is it more something mental, you know? I mean, could you talk somebody into committing suicide? Could you talk them into it? Okay, and if that's the case, is the mind increasing the biomarker? So I'm a little bit shocked that you would actually see an enzyme. But then again, if there is more of a biological component to it. You see, I think what happens is people lose their sense of reality and they lose their sense of reason. And when people lose their sense of reasons, lots of things go wrong. Okay, they could hit another person. They could kill another person. They could think that they could go in and grab their phone to text somebody while the little kid is swimming in the pool and they're going to make it back in time. And so people do stupid things all the time. They think, you know what, I'll just blow my brains out and it'll all be over. And they lose their sense of reason, whereas the reason steps in going, wait a second, really? You got a life to live. It wasn't Owen Wilson. Oh, I just saw the movie, the Google movie, where The Internship. Okay, and I think a few years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, Owen Wilson had, tried to commit suicide. I want to look up how he did this. And I don't think it was, I think it was something that had made national headlines. I'm trying to think what happened. I think it was it was supposed to be, I think, back in 2007. Police had responded, I believe, to his home. I think it was in People magazine. I don't know if it was overdose. I'm not really sure what happened, and I apologize. I don't remember. But it did make the news that there was issues of, you know, him trying to commit suicide. Okay, then I guess, thank God, he didn't. Here he is in a hit movie, The Internship. He's probably very happy he didn't commit suicide. And so at that time when he decided to do it, obviously, reason wasn't there. When people lose reason and logic, that's when you could have a problem. And so, it makes no sense. Like, for example, there was a boy jogging in Oklahoma. We talked about the story a couple hours ago. He was jogging, and 3 teenagers driving in a car decided to shoot him dead. It looks like it was just some random guy to them. All he was doing is a baseball player, a college student, 22-year-old jogging in a beautiful city in Oklahoma, suburb area, rural area, gets gunned down from 3 teenagers. The 3 teenagers were caught, arrested, charged, etc. Why? And I guess all the police can come up with is they were bored and they just wanted to see what it was like if somebody was killed. This is the problem. Biomarker or not, when people make these decisions, okay, is it that they were planning for years, or was it just some slipshod, split second decision? What were these 3 teenagers thinking about when they were driving? Were they playing around with a gun and then they go, let's just shoot him, nobody's going to notice because we're just going to shoot him and drive off? What were they thinking? I don't know. All right? But so to me, I don't know if we can actually chase it down biochemically. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Judge now is forcing California prisons will now be allowed to force feed hunger-striking inmates, according to a federal judge ordered yesterday. Apparently, U.S. District Judge Felton Henderson approved a request from state and federal officials concerned about the welfare of nearly 70 hunger-striking inmates who have refused all prison-issued meals for 7 weeks. Standard prison policy, I guess, is to let inmates starve to death if they have signed a legally binding do not resuscitate request. But if they didn't, I guess correctional officers, I guess, have to intervene. All right. I'm trying to remember what this strike was for. Why were they striking? I apologize. I'm not too sure. We'll move on because I don't really know why they're striking, but I guess they're now able to force feed them. That's crazy. Sorry. I apologize. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. It's a shame. Okay, transplant redistricting. Okay, this is something that has been on many people's minds on how the government and how, like, for example, the United Network of Organ Sharing, which runs a transplant network, is going to do this. There's been a lot of talk that younger people are going to get the organs over older people, that if you live in a zip code and the organ is there, the organ can be shipped across the country and you don't get it. Well, from what we understand, they take an MELD score. And with this MELD score, it ranks based on laboratory tests, predicts a risk of death. They decide where you are on the waiting list. Okay? It's not a single national list, but it's something that transplant centers use. All right, wide variations, obviously, between, you know, if somebody is sick locally versus regionally, et cetera. But from what we understand, your zip code will not now determine whether you're going to get the liver transplant or not. Okay, I think Steve Jobs had to fly to Memphis to get his liver transplant. All right, problem is many people can't afford that type of thing. Now, United Network for Organ Sharing figures show that three regions stretching from Michigan, Ohio, down to Florida, adults receiving new livers over the past 2 years had a median MELD score of 22 to 23. But in a region that includes California, where the recipients were far sicker, the median score was 33. All right? Regions like New York, Dakotas, Illinois also. So what they're trying to do is mix things up in terms of, okay, well, if the organ is there in the city, you're sick in that city, you get it. Because a lot of people, I mean, if they don't live in a type of in a city that gets enough of the organs, they don't get the organs. And now in this day and age, with medical records and the ability to fly things out pretty quickly or fly patients out or et cetera, and the digital age, you should be able to give an LA person and a liver from New York. It's easy to do. It's just, if you were on that list waiting in that city for the organ, you're going to feel screwed. So, a key to this also is how long do they think you're going to live with that organ? You know, brings up a lot of controversy. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue-Green Organic Summerfest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeleine Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue-Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summerfest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeleine Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials. A 70-year-old man has a 10-centimeter steel kitchen fork removed from inside his penis in Australia. He had to undergo general anesthesia, and surgeons had to use forceps traction and quote-unquote copious lubrication to remove the foreign body. Of course, he was discharged afterwards, left with no long-term damage. Not sure why he stuck the fork into the penis, except they claimed that it was for, I guess, a sexual adventure that went wrong. Apparently, he had inserted a piece of cutlery into his urethra. Attempt, obviously, backfired. I don't think anybody kept the fork, but if you were eating in the hospital cafeteria, I would go for plastic if you could. All right. People stick objects into a variety of things, different orifices. Okay. I don't know much about the pleasure center of the urethra. I didn't think the urethra could be that stimulating, but I guess it is. Men are 1.7 times more likely to engage in foreign body insertion behavior than women. The practice tends to occur during states of, I don't want to go into this, this is starting to get kind of dirty. Obviously, if you have trouble peeing, blood, swelling, etc., what you did to yourself is probably wrong. Here is a list from the International Journal of Surgery of things that get shoved into people's body orifices on a routine basis. One is needles, two is pencils, then ballpoint pens, garden wire, safety pins, Allen keys. Are those like Allen wrenches? Telephone cables, toothbrushes. Not sure why a toothbrush would be in an orifice, except the mouth. Batteries, like household batteries, AA, AAA, double Ds. Light bulbs, marbles have been stuck up people's orifices. Cotton swabs, plastic cups. Well, cotton swab tips, like for the ears, that I get. Plastic cups, thermometers, carrots, cucumbers, beans, hay, bamboo, sticks, grass leaves, animal parts. They have found leeches in people's orifices. Squirrel tail, snakes, bones, of course, toys, latex gloves, glue, and hot wax. I don't know what you guys are doing to each other out there, but please, for the love of the Lord, be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A national outbreak of salmonella has been linked to an eastern New Mexico hatchery that sells live baby chickens, ducks, and other poultry by mail and supplies them to feed stores. Apparently, the State Department of Health said a strain of salmonella has infected more than 300 people in 37 states was found in a duck pen in Privet Hatchery in Portales. No deaths have been reported, but 51 people hospitalized. Apparently, people buy these little baby chickens and other little poultry to keep as pets. Maybe they raise the birds for eggs or meat, etc. All right, but remember, salmonella can very easily run rampant. Remember I told you somebody had her chickens in diapers so that all she had to do was take off the diaper and throw it out? Okay, because you could get it from their sediment. All right, signs and symptoms of salmonella poisoning, infection, rash, fever, abdominal pain, diarrhea, pretty nasty stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drinking 4 cups of tea or coffee each day could help reduce fat in the liver. They say moderate consumption could reduce fatty liver in people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. How many of you have been told that you have fatty liver and that's why your liver looks funny on blood tests? But you're like, what the hell? I don't drink and I don't have diabetes. Well, apparently, it could be from food, it could just be from genetics, where you get buildup of fat. Buildup of fat around the liver causes it to not work as well as livers without the fat. So according to this one study, researchers from Duke University School of Medicine found that the caffeine from coffee and tea stimulated the breakdown of lipids found in the liver. Mice who were fed a high-fat diet who drank this decreased risk of developing fatty liver when they were given the caffeine. So 4 cups of tea or coffee a day. I think the liver is probably one of the most abused organs. You probably thought it was another organ on your body, but I think the liver is the most abused because we drink, we have a hangover, we feel like crap, and then we're like, okay, we're okay again. And we don't realize all the insults our liver takes. But many of us with our eating, we get fatty deposits, and the fatty deposits along our visceral organs. So your internal abdominal visceral organs start to get laden with fat. This fat is very difficult to burn. Okay, you know, trying to exercise it off sometimes doesn't happen. You need to lose a substantial amount of weight to get rid of that abdominal visceral body fat. And the abdominal visceral body fat causes more syndrome X type issues like heart disease and stroke, etc., than a variety of other things. Although it's not as bad as smoking. So interesting that coffee or tea could help with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 30% of white high school teenagers still use indoor tanning devices. All right? This infatuation or fascination with tanning, I don't think will ever go away. All right. White women aged 18 to 34, about 25% said they had engaged in indoor tanning in the last year. 15% said they went tanning at least 10 times in the last year. Of course, we're very concerned because of melanoma. Indoor tanning before the age of 35 increases the risk of melanoma, which is the deadliest type of skin cancer, according to Fox News. Indoor tanning can increase by 59 to 75%. Indoor tanning use before the age of 25 can double the risk of other skin cancers. Now, remember in the olden days, if you had light skin like mine, you were considered beautiful, and the more tan you were, no. Now it's the opposite. So somebody like me who can't tan was always in the back of the line or the wallflower at these dances because I wasn't tan. So I would try to do whatever I could. I would bake out in the sun to try to get some color, and I would feel like I looked better. Now, also, I felt better being out in the sun. I don't think enough of us get outdoors as much as we should. But I'm also light-skinned, and I'm at high risk for melanoma. So I don't really want to mess around with that if I don't have to. But when it comes to this push to be darker-skinned, it's making kids do things that are not permanent and are pretty, but the damage could be permanent. So, you know, it's hard to yell at your kids. It really is. But I know indoor tanning places, I guess there has to be parental permission. I think now for many of them, for kids, I don't think minors are allowed to go. There's new rules being made up every day. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about this tomorrow. There's a beer that researchers think they have created that has electrolytes to ensure that drinkers do not become dehydrated and hopefully can prevent the hangover. Apparently, researchers in Australia says it prevents drinkers from becoming dehydrated, which is the main reason why you have the hangover. All right? But it has to have less alcohol. So there's less alcohol. It has electrolytes. So people get to drink, feel like they're drinking, but hopefully not have the hangover. Researchers discovered that when they altered the light beer by adding electrolytes, it was a third more effective at hydrating drinkers than normal beers. Now, electrolytes are your salts, like your sodium, your potassium, your chloride, etc. All right, they're minerals in the body and compounds that bind to them to create salts. During dehydration, the body loses these along with the fluids, which is why you feel so terrible, as well as we believe that the liver gives off certain sort of toxins that also makes you feel like crap. So it's some pretty exciting stuff. My guess is if it's not hardcore alcohol, people aren't going to want it. Okay, I mean, when people are doing shots, they want some heavy-duty shots. Another article study I want to talk about tomorrow is how your iPhone guzzles more energy than your refrigerator. Our iPhone is using 361 kilowatt hours annually. You think we have an energy crisis now? All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Thank you all for tuning in. You all be safe and God bless.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.